Welcome to the podcasting series from the Institute for Social and Economic Research.
This particular paper is about trust and neighbourhoods, and particularly looking at trust and how the characteristics of the place that you live affects individuals' propensity to trust their neighbours. And the data we're looking at is from something called the Taking Part Survey. Now, this is a survey run by the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. There's lots and lots of people who have been interviewed. So we've got something like 25,000 individuals are interviewed each year in this survey, and it's been repeated two or three times. There are some questions asked about how much do you trust other people in general, and how much do you trust the people in your local area, in your neighbourhood.
Your findings actually surprised you. So tell us about the findings and tell us why they were quite surprising.
Well, the surprising thing was there's been a thesis around and associated with Robert Putnam, an American sociologist, and he recently did some work in America where he showed that one of the things which leads people to trust less than perhaps they might otherwise do was if they lived in an area where there were lots of people around that were strange to them. And this was, in particular, he looked at something which we call ethnic diversity, or ethnic fractionalisation is actually the term we use in the paper, which sounds a bit technical, but it really just means diversity. So what he found was, and the idea is that if you live in a kind of what seems to be a fractured kind of society, a fractured neighbourhood, you're less likely to trust anyone. Your default position will be to think, well, I'm a bit concerned. I don't really, you know, these people aren't like me necessarily. I'm a bit worried about that. So perhaps I'll, but the effect of that is not necessarily, as he found, was not necessarily just to have lack of trust in people that they didn't recognise as, you know, from their own in-group or their own ethnic group or something like that, but actually they would trust everyone less.
But your findings actually contradicted that. I don't know whether contradicted is the right word, but didn't quite support that.
Yeah, they didn't quite support that. What we did was to compare the extent that people said they trusted other people, and we compared people who were in areas that had a high rate of ethnic diversity compared to areas that were relatively ethnically homogenous. And the hypothesis was that, going along with Putnam's work, that we'd find that in areas that had this high ethnic diversity, we'd find that people would tend to trust less. We didn't find that. There was no evidence of that. When we asked people specifically about how much they trust their neighbours, or the people in the local area, rather than anyone at all that they might come into contact with, we did find a very small effect, much smaller than Putnam found, but in the same direction. So in areas where there was more diversity, there was slightly less trust in other people. But this was not very important at all compared to the effect of poverty. If you compare people from poorer or richer areas, the effect of that dwarfed the effect of the ethnic diversity to the extent. And essentially, if you live in a poor area, a deprived area, you're less likely to trust your neighbours, and that was much more important.
Do you draw any policy conclusions from the research you've undertaken so far?
We shouldn't just think that we can import wholesale the ideas from, you know, very fine work, social scientific work in the US, and expect it to work in the same way here. You might think that, well, if there is an effect, it's going to be stronger in those areas that are really poor. In fact, we found the opposite to that. The small effect that the ethnic diversity did have on trust was actually greater in areas that were more well-to-do. So it's almost as if, you know, if people are kind of going around happily in their own kind of reasonably well-to-do bubble, they're the ones that are more worried about, you know, oh, there's some difference around, and I'm a bit concerned by that. Whereas it was not so much the case. Perhaps everyone's all in it together a little bit more, you know, in the more deprived areas. Really, it's about more communication between groups that may be potentially in conflict that we need to focus on, rather than saying that, you know, diversity per se is not a good thing.
Does ethnic diversity erode trust? Putnam's Hunkering Down Thesis Reconsidered is by Patrick Sturgis, Ian Brunton-Smith, Sana Reid and Nick Allam. It's been published in the British Journal of Political Science by Cambridge University Press.